It's a tense public meeting in Rawlins. School district officials here recently learned that the latest contractor bid to build a new Rawlins High School is $7 million over budget. Carbon County School District 1 Superintendent Fletcher Tricato says Rawlins isn't interested in making cuts.
4 months ago, we were within budget, and because of a bidding climate, now they want us to continue to take money out of this project. That's not going to happen. The board has said it's not going to happen. We're not going to do that to the people of Rawlins.
There's one representative here from the School Facilities Department, the state agency that oversees design and construction. His name's Dave Burnett, and the crowd here is pummeling him with questions. Chief among them, how do you expect us to cut $7 million from our school? His response?
We're looking to the design team to offer recommendations to get there.
Don't you have some general idea of where $7 out of $28 million would come?
Rawlins High School language arts teacher Mitch Alderman, like most here, isn't satisfied.
I mean, this is what you do for a living. Don't you have any general idea where 25% of it's going to change?
The current Rawlins High School was built in the 50s, with capacity for more than 1,000 students. With about 450 there today, the state closed off one wing of the school to save money on utilities and maintenance. People like Rawlins City Attorney Amy Bach are anxious to break ground on a new school.
I'm tired of our community getting the brunt end of the stick. We have two schools that have been in shambles and demolition, waiting for Cheyenne to get off their butt.
Many here blame the state for construction delays and inflated bids. Superintendent Tricato says the state wants to do more value engineering, or VE, basically looking to save money on design. He's not having it.
We're done arguing over the VE process, over taking this much money, taking flooring out, and making our new high school look like a prison. I've said it to the commission before, I'll say it again. We already have one prison in Rawlins. We don't want another one, and we don't want our high school to look like it.
We have not asked the school district to cut $7 million. We have not asked anybody to do anything yet except give us a little bit more information about why it's over.
Bill Panos is director of Wyoming's School Facilities Department. He says the situation in Rawlins isn't unique. Construction demand in the state is high, it's late in the season, and that's driving up prices on many projects.
With the current bidding environment that we have in the state, we are getting about 50% of our bids are coming at the estimate or under the estimate.
And so those 50% that are over?
They're over by anything from 20 to 30%. There's none in the middle.
Panos says they'll find a solution for Rawlins and the rest of the overbid projects. The real problem facing his department is not whether it can keep large projects like Rawlins under budget. It's whether there's even going to be enough money in a few years to do projects like this. Senator Bill Landon is chair of the Select Committee on School Facilities. He says they've spent upwards of $200 million a year on school construction in the past decade.
So, that's a pretty rapid pace of building.
That pace, Landon says, is soon to slow. That's because proposed federal regulations and a natural gas boom threaten the revenue source fueling this school building surge, coal. Wyoming currently uses coal leases to pay for schools, and that's going away.
The loss of coal lease bonus funding, which accounts for basically 90% of the funding for new school buildings. And so on the revenue side, that's going to take a major hit.
That hit is coming in the next few years, says Rob Godby, director of the Center for Energy Economics and Public Policy at UW. He's been commissioned to produce a report to determine how big it will be. It'll be ready this fall.
Now, our minds are wide open. We're collecting data. And it'll be a pretty busy next 3 months.
He says costs are expected to drop as Wyoming shifts focus from building new schools to maintaining existing ones.
And then the question becomes, what are the opportunity costs of maintaining a certain level? Do we want to improve them even more? Do we want to maybe allow them to depreciate a little and move towards the average across the country?
Godby and Landon both agree school construction will need to scale back in the future. As for the Rawlins problem, 1 week after their first meeting, Carbon County School District met with school facilities again, and the tone seems to have improved. Superintendent Tricato says there now appear to be several potential solutions. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Aaron Trank.
These reports are part of the American Graduate Let's Make It Happen, a public media initiative to address the dropout crisis supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.